Cape Talk, TV Talk.
Time to take a look at the viewing highlights for the week ahead and also answer your questions about your favourite shows. Craig Falk of TV Plus Magazine, their deputy editor, standing by to chat to us. And a reminder that if you've got a question for him, you can call us on 021-446-0567 or leave your question as a voice note on 072-567-1567 or an SMS to 31567. Craig, as always, great to have you back with us.
Hey, Papa, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
All good, all good.
Okay, now we missed TV last week, so we've got a bit of catching up to do, including news on one of our favourite shows. Before we get to any of that, though, there is a new edition of TV Plus out. What are the highlights?
Yeah, the big thing for us was getting to actually spend time with Jacob Young, who plays Rick Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful, when they were out here last month. Mm-hmm. Really down to earth guy, lives in Utah, and there's a very good reason for that, which we expand upon in the interview, and we've also got a really juicy interview with David Higgs from My Kitchen Rules South Africa. Yeah, really nice interview, and a lot of things that you wouldn't sort of expect from a reality show like that. So get the brand new TV Plus out now.
Okay, I'm really enjoying My Kitchen Rules. The whole family's watching it absolutely avidly every Sunday night, so I'm looking forward to reading that one in particular. Then the big news, Craig, they've been asking, our audience has been asking for months when we were going to get the new season of Outlander. You finally got a date to confirm.
Yeah, and it's just around the corner. Wednesday the 13th of December, holding thumbs that everything goes right with that.
Wednesday the 13th of December. Okay,
yeah,
so that's not too long to go at all.
No.
Just a reminder to the audience, of course, this was the season that had some scenes that were filmed here in South Africa, or is that the next one?
No, that's season 3, and those scenes should come in sort of mid to late February, if everything goes according to plan. There's no hold-ups, no breaks in episodes and that sort of thing.
Okay, so the season itself starts on the 13th of December, but the bits with South Africa will only be viewed later in that season, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. And then any news on Survivor? We've heard about the new South African Survivor. We told everybody on Friday how to go about applying if they want to be in the cast. But what about the international series?
There's no confirmation yet, but the SABC is hopeful of getting it towards January. I don't know if that means beginning or end. They did just say January.
So it might be on SABC in January.
Okay. Hopefully.
That's at least a bone to throw everybody for the time being. Thank you so much. Okay, let's take a look at some of the highlights of the week ahead before we get stuck into the loads of questions that are coming through on the SMS line. There's a great local series coming to an end on SABC this week. That's Bedford Wives.
Yeah. Season 1 ends on Thursday the 23rd. It's on at 7:30 on SABC3. It's been a really good show. It's not just the writing, but the casting. They've got the right people in the right roles. It's played out really well. It's filmed and produced properly. We're hoping for a second season. We don't know. There's absolutely no indication from the channel yet, because they've got a very different renewal policy. I think we've spoken about this before, to like the overseas, where they say, okay, cool, it's got people talking, let's just renew it. They go through a very long, drawn-out process. So hopefully we will see a season 2, because it's been a really good show.
Okay. And then what about ETV? You've picked out one of my favorite movies and my kids' favorite movies coming up this weekend.
Yeah, ETV's already in their winter, their Christmas lockdown, where they're stopping every single series, like Zoo and Chicago PD and that sort of thing. And they're replacing them with movies back-to-back. And I'm going for Harry Potter on Saturday, the 25th. It's the final movie in the series, so the big battle sort of coming to a head.
Yeah,
it's really an exquisite movie.
It really is. Just make sure you've got tissues handy if you're like me, because I cried my whole way through that film. But The Deathly Hallows Part 2 airs on ETV this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. So nice one for the whole family, if the kids have finished their exams, that is. All right, let's take a look at the Mnet family of channels. What have you picked out on Mnet itself this week?
It's a new series called The Jury Speaks. Season 1 starts on Thursday the 23rd of November at 8 o'clock. It's kind of like the dramatization that did really well, The People versus O.J. Simpson, where they looked at the whole story and then they retold everything from O.J.'s side. But this is going to look at the biggest trials that have made headlines in the U.S. over the years, but from the jurors' point of view. They're starting with Michael Jackson, 2005 child molestation. It's a very big, juicy, scandalous things. They will go into O.J. Simpson, and it's really, really gripping stuff, if the teasers are anything to be judging
by. Okay, so yeah. Jury Speaks starts on Thursday on Mnet at 8 p.m. What about the rest of DSTV?
There's a very nice docuseries starting tonight. It's called World War II Treasure Hunters on the History Channel at 8:15. These two besties who, this is like their hobby, and what they're doing is they're going around the UK looking for bomb sites, crashed airplanes, tanks, anything antique and relic-y from World War II. And the stuff that like myths are made out of. I think there's a tank that was driven down the main street and it's now sitting in a kid's playground. Yeah, it's a fascinating stuff. And it's hard to imagine that was 80 years ago, where there was a full-on world war. So it's really insightful as well.
Okay, so that is WW2, World War II Treasure Hunters, from tonight on the History Channel, which is channel 186. It airs at 8:15. And then your pick on the streaming services is a series that has been hugely popular with our audience. And I'm very glad to see that it's come onto the streaming services because I missed it entirely, and that's Victoria.
Yeah, season one is now available on Showmax. You can stream it, download it, watch it later, however you want to consume it. But it follows Victoria from when she ascends the throne at age 18 through her years as a mother, a queen, the ruling monarch, the head of state, and all that sort of thing. Exquisitely shot. They used real journals from Queen Victoria. I think there were over 600 original manuscripts that they had access to. They had access to her wardrobe or what's left of it to actually be as historically accurate as possible. So they've gone out of their way to make this a proper royal series.
Okay, so Victoria season one available on Showmax. I for one am going to be catching up there. Thanks for the tip. Okay, over to the questions. We can take some calls on 021-446-0567. While we wait for those to come through, Craig, I've had a number of people asking me about the Volvo Ocean Race, including an SMS from Sue and an email from Kathleen wondering whether we're going to get any additional coverage of the event. Kathleen says she caught a single episode a couple of weeks ago that dealt with the build-up to the race and sort of did features of, you know, the team profiles, but no coverage of the race itself. Is there anything coming our way?
There's very little, and it's tonight at 7:30 on CSN and Supersport 8. It's a repeat of what they call episode one, leg one. But as far as I can see, there's nothing until the end of the year, sadly, because it is a big thing.
That's
a big sporting event.
Really strange.
Night.
So Supersport 8 at 7:30 tonight, you'll get something and then very little else. That really is very odd. Look, for those who are wanting to follow the race, a couple of pieces of advice I can give you. There is a great Twitter feed at Volvo Ocean Race, which posts daily updates and videos and lots of sort of background stuff as well, which is worth following. And then, of course, the boats are imminently arriving in Cape Town. I mean, they're expected any time from Friday. I think it's probably sounds like more likely to be Monday, but the race village opens at the V&A waterfront this Friday. So if you want to know more about Volvo Ocean Race in Cape Town, there's an informative website you can visit, which is www.volvooceanracecapetown.co.za. It's a great pity that there's not going to be more live coverage, certainly of the boats arriving in Cape Town. Hopefully at the very least the news crews will get some coverage in for us to take a look at. But Kathleen and Sue and Karen and others, I'm sorry to be the bearer of fairly slim pickings in this case. Maybe somebody will change their mind and find a space in the schedule. If so, we'll try and let you know. Okay, Sandy on the SMS line asking, has the Good Karma Hospital ended and will there be another series? It was a short series. I think there were only 6 or 8 episodes and it has come to an end, Craig?
Yeah, they really like those hospital dramas to do it short and snappy, and that's it, unfortunately.
Is there going to be a new season? I really enjoyed Good Karma Hospital. I'd love to see it continue.
I don't think so, but you know, like they're cancelling shows left, right, and center, selling it to another network overseas, and suddenly it's all back on green lights and filming again. So.
Okay, we'll maybe do a bit of research on that one and see if there's any hope on the horizon, Sue, because I, for one, would love to see another series of that show. Okay, another anonymous one asking if The Affair is coming back and also wondering if there's any news on a new series of Barefoot Contessa.
I don't think we've seen season 3 of The Affair. I think we've only seen 1 and 2, so there is definitely a third one. I think it has been renewed for a season 4 because it is one of those shows that is a properly good thriller that keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, so no news yet, but when it appears on the schedule, we'll let you know. What about Barefoot Contessa?
Barefoot Contessa, I think she's still doing shows. I stand to be corrected, but I think they are still filming that because it does really, it's one of those must-watch kitchen shows overseas as well. It's a really popular show, so it wouldn't be surprising if there's another season around the corner.
Okay. A WhatsApp, and this is going to be a controversial one, asking, are they bringing the Oscar Pistorius movie back to the Life Channel? Because it aired this past weekend on Saturday, I think. Mm-hmm. There are very divided opinions on whether that film should have been made at all. But for those who do want to watch it, do you know if there's going to be a repeat screening?
They probably will do it because they've invested so much money into it, even though it was horrible.
Did you see it?
No, I saw the trailer, and that's not something that appeals to me. Yep. That sort of genre. I gave it a skip. But I do that with all of Lifetime's stories. I did it with the JFK one as well. With
look, I mean, I saw the trailer and it just looked so dire that I wasn't going to invest any time. And in any case, wasn't really interested in watching it. But it looked so badly made and badly acted. It's not worth hanging around for. Okay. Yeah. Right. Carrying on with the SMSs, Malcolm wondering if there's any news on The Last Ship.
Yes, that's going to be starting towards the end of November again, early December, with season 4.
Okay, that's good news. So not too long to wait, Malcolm. And then Mari on the SMS line wondering what has happened to our good local program, High Rollers. She says it just vanished off our screens. Why, since Cloudy left, are we subjected to junk status? Do you know what happened to High Rollers?
Well, that was cancelled nearly 2 years ago. I mean, that was axed in the middle of Cloudy's reign. And it's been off screen for nearly a year now. So I don't think we'll ever see that happening again, because as far as I know, SABC owns the rights to the stories to that particular show, so they won't sell it and they won't bring it back.
And they don't seem interested in making a new season. Okay,
All
right, sorry, Marie, not what you wanted to hear. Okay, this is one that's really a comment. I don't know if it's something you can do anything about. I don't think it is, but Jeannie just saying the following: why has DSTV taken the series emblem off the TV guide? It's so inconvenient to have to press info for each program. Please bring it back. Jeannie, Craig doesn't work for DSTV, so you'd probably be better off directing that query to DSTV itself. Craig, do you have any idea what was behind removing that emblem?
I have absolutely no idea. I will definitely get in touch with them and find out. But when they do make changes like that, it's for a very good reason. Doesn't always translate through, and it might be a case of they've either made a really big mistake or it's just going to take a little while to get used to it. But we'll definitely do some homework on that.
Okay, thanks. But Jeannie, if you'd like a direct response, maybe also try tweeting DSTV if you can, or sending them an email to let them know that you don't like the change. Okay, we get asked this every week, but I still want to know the answer every week, so let's ask it again. Is there any news on when we'll get MasterChef Australia 2017?
Yeah, January.
January next year?
Yeah.
That's good news indeed.
Yeah, season 9 will be starting.
And is that going to be on regular Mnet?
As far as we know.
Okay, that's good news indeed. So MasterChef Australia, January next year. We've got a voice note with a TV question. Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm trying to find out when the documentary on astronauts takes place. Great, I look forward to hearing that. Thank you.
A documentary on astronauts. I have no idea. Craig, do you know what Paul might be referring to?
History Channel and Discovery Channel are running a lot of things. There is I think I saw NASA. There's a docu coming up about their top 10 discoveries or that sort of thing. I'll do some homework and let you know.
Okay, so we'll give you some feedback on that next week, Paul, if you don't mind hanging 10, or rather hanging 7 days, as it were. Another question asking if you know when Grey's Anatomy season 14 is going to air on DSTV?
As far as we know, mid-January. What they've done is they've delayed the start by a good 3-4 months so that there's no break in the season run, because they obviously closed down over December in the US, so hopefully mid-January.
Okay, so they're waiting until they can show the whole thing back to back, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay. And then several people asking about Hotel Impossible. Is there going to be a new series, and if so, when are we going to see it?
Yeah, there will be... What they do is a show like that, they actually have to do a lot of research. They don't just go into any random hotel or anyone that just comes and says, hey, we need help and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of research that goes into it. And also the presenter, I think it's Gordon Ramsay for The One, and there's another international version. Those guys don't do that full time. They've got their jobs. Like Gordon Ramsay does his cooking shows and he's a chef. So they need to also have the right presenters in the right frame of mood and time and all on board, as it were.
Okay. Craig, that's where we must wrap things up for today. As always, thanks for being with us. We've given you quite a bit of homework to work on for next week, so chat to you again then.
Pleasure.
Craig Falks, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. And if you're a real fanatic about your TV and you want to get daily updates on highlights for that day and news from the world of TV, the best thing to do is follow Craig's boss, Lucia Swartwalters, who is the TV Plus editor. And she's on Twitter at Lucia TV Plus, and it's spelled L-U-C-I-A, at Lucia TV Plus. She posts every single day about the hottest new shows to look out for. So it's worth following if you do invest a lot of your time on the small box. Otherwise, if you've got a question you'd like Craig to tackle, please send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.